story of Mert and Marg. Myrtle Spear has been proven innocent. Making a dramatic last-minute appearance at the Ray Hunt murder trial, Sanfield Malone confessed that he shot Ray Hunt. He killed Hunt in self-defense, the handsome gambler told the court. He was immediately taken into custody, and quick steps were begun to free Mert. Now, in just a moment, we will go on with today's chapter in the story of Mert and Marr. Finally, after a heart-rending ordeal, Myrtle Spear has been set free. Jack rushes her through a tremendous crowd gathered to greet her and into a waiting taxi.
Bill, I'm on department's driver.
I'm Myrtle. I'm free all about it.
I can't believe it, Jack. Even though he said it, I just can't believe he killed Ray.
Don't worry, Myrtle.
If Sanfield did shoot him in self-defense, he'll get off, won't he?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Now, don't you worry about it.
Well, Jack, could I see him? I'd like to talk to him.
Well, perhaps in a few days. But right now, I want you to go to your apartment and stay there, relax, and get back to a normal state of mind. And Mr. Hayfield said not to worry about the show, either.
Oh, I wish I could just be alone with Margie at the apartment.
Oh, Margie's alone. And the last time I talked to her, she was making great preparations for your homecoming. Margie's waiting for you. She's waiting.
Going to see this little joint again.
Oh, I knew you'd be coming home, Myrtle. Look, Myrtle, I got it all cleaned up.
Oh, there's the same old couch, uh-huh. The same lamps and easy chairs. Oh, Margie, this is home sweet home, honey.
Are you hungry, Myrtle?
Oh, just starved. Jill, I couldn't eat. I lost 8 pounds. You know, Margie, I feel just like I'm returning from the grave.
Well, you're back to stay. Oh, gosh, I'm so glad, Myrtle. Oh,
now, don't cry, Margie. Come on. Oh, so grand to be home, dear.
Oh, I know, but I'm so happy because you're here. I can't help it.
Oh, I'd just like to rest and sleep and sleep. Say, didn't you say something about food?
Mm-hmm. Everything's all ready, too. I was just setting the table.
Well, I'll help. Oh, it's great to be free, Margie. Now, what'll I do?
Well, now, you sit right there in that easy chair and you read the paper.
Oh, I never want to see a newspaper again.
Oh, but this is good news tonight, Myrtle. Look at the headline. Gambler confesses murder of Ray Hunt. Myrtle Spear freed. Hayfield pleasures beauty innocent of crime.
Uh-huh. And a week ago, they were yelling for my life. Great, isn't it?
Oh, say, there was a man up here this afternoon from one of the papers.
Oh, what do you want?
Wanted the story of your life for a Sunday feature.
Well, what'd you tell him?
I told him he'd have to talk to you about it.
Good. I don't want any more of that kind of publicity.
Oh, Mr. Hayfield called, too.
Oh, he did? What'd he say?
He just said to give you his congratulations. He said he'd call later.
Oh, do you know what, Margie?
What?
Jack said that Mr. Hayfield has a part for me when the show gets to Chicago.
Oh.
Say, when are we going, do you know?
Well, Mr. Hayfield said we'd be leaving about the end of next week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sure, it was in the paper.
Oh, I didn't see the paper.
Come on in now. Everything's all ready.
All right. Oh, Margie, why, it's like a party.
You like it, Myrtle?
Like it? Why, it's sensational. Where did you get that beautiful chocolate cake?
I made it.
You made it? Why, Margie, oh, this is a real homecoming.
Hey, look out for this hot platter.
Oh, fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And corn on the cob.
Gee, it's green salad. Oh, boy.
I told you. And I've ordered ice cream from the food shop downstairs. I told him to bring it up later.
Oh, there's the phone.
Oh, now you sit still. I'll answer.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, this is Miss Spear's apartment. This is Miss Minter. Who? Oh, all right, I'll call. Myrtle?
Well, who is it, dear? Hello? Yes, this is Miss Spear.
Who?
Slim. Oh, yes, Slim. What is it? Well, does Sanfield know you're going? He does?
Well, when are you leaving? What's that name?
Oh, here's a pencil.
Thank you. Just S. Mitchell. Well, thank you, Slim, for letting me know. Yes, I'll remember. Palmetto Club, Mexico City, Mexico. All right, Slim. Yeah, I'll let you know. Thanks. Goodbye, and good luck.
What did Slim want, Myrtle?
He said Sandfield told him to go on down to Mexico City.
Well, what was that business about the S. Mitchell?
Well, S. Mitchell must be Slim's right name.
Oh.
He said Sandfield told him to go on down to Mexico City, that he didn't need him here. And he said something funny.
What, Myrtle?
He said, Miss Spear, if there's any chance that Duke Sandfield doesn't get free, don't say nothing to nobody, but just wire me right away, and I'll be up here pronto. I could do him a lot of good.
Well, if Slim could do Mr. Sandfield a lot of good, why doesn't he stay here?
Well, Sandfield told him he didn't need him. I wonder. Say, I bet I'm ripe, too.
What, Myrtle?
Nothing, Margie. Come on, let's eat.
Okay,
good heavens, I'll answer it, Margie.
Hello?
Yes, this is Miss Spear's apartment. This is Miss Spear speaking. No, I haven't anything to say. No, not a word. Except that I've never been so happy. Those reporters.
Oh, it's been like that all day long, Myrtle. One reporter after another.
Well, I hope we get a chance to get one little bite of our dinner before everything gets cold. Come on, dear, let's eat fast.
The gravy's cold and so's the corn.
Oh, no, it isn't. Come on.
I'm sorry, Myrtle.
It's all right.
Gee, this is good.
Have an olive.
Oh, good. Stuffed olives.
Oh,
help, help.
Listen, now, I'll answer it. Now, sit here and go ahead and eat.
Hello. Oh, hello, Jack. Oh, I'm just fine. Yeah, it's great to have Myrtle home again. Yes, we just started dinner. Well, at least we had an olive. I made a cake, Jack. A cake, Yes, sir, I made it. Little Margie, the cake maker. Say, you ought to come over and try some. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, wait a minute, I'll call her. Myrtle, Jack wants to talk to you.
Okay. Hello, Jack. I was afraid it was another reporter. Yeah, Margie says they've been bothering her to death. No, she told him I had nothing at all to say. No, indeed, I haven't forgotten the party tomorrow night. We'll be there. Oh, what time? Oh, Jack, I thought last Friday when you made the date that I'd never be able to keep it. All right, bye.
Didn't you ask him to come up, Myrtle?
Yeah, but he said he had a lot of work to do, dear. But I know what he meant. He wanted us to have this first reunion all to ourselves. He's awfully thoughtful.
He's awfully nice.
Not falling in love with him, are you, Margie?
Oh, Myrtle.
Well, don't let me stop you, dear.
Oh, gosh, Myrtle, you laugh. Darling, I haven't heard you laugh like that since years
ago. Oh, I'm just learning how to laugh again, I guess.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, that phone! That telephone, will it ever stop ringing?
Well, it's a house phone. Let me answer it, dear. Hello. Yes, this is Miss Spear. Who? Well, I don't care where you are. I'm sorry, I have nothing to say. No, nothing to say. Goodbye. Say, this is getting terrible. The reporters are down in the lobby. Next time, let's just let it ring. Now, where'd we let you leave off on the dinner, huh?
We had an olive. Here, have another one.
Grab a chicken leg, Margie.
Okay, let me butter an ear of corn for you.
Okay, let's skip the potatoes and gravy.
Oh, Myrtle, I forgot the hot rolls.
Oh, this is too much.
Now, listen, let's just let it ring. Now, I'm going to cut the cake.
Well, cut me a big hunk. I don't care if I do get indigestion. This is an occasion.
Say, you're not going to get indigestion from one of my cakes. Maybe I won't give you a piece.
Oh, please, honey. Give a girl a piece of cake, huh?
Oh, listen, Myrtle, I just can't stand that phone ringing. I'll answer it. Hello? Yes, this is Margie. Yes, hello, Clarence. Well, we thought it was another reporter. That's why we didn't answer it first. Oh, sure, tomorrow night. Yeah, we know all about it. What? What should you wear? Good heavens, how should I know? I don't know anything about men's clothes. Hey, Myrtle, do you wear a top hat with a tuxedo?
Do I what?
Well, Clarence wants to know if you wear a top hat with a tuxedo.
Tell him I don't wear either one.
Listen, Clarence, she says she doesn't wear either one. Well, I don't know, Clarence. See if you can borrow a fireman's hat. Yeah, I think that would look nice with a... No? Oh. Well, I suppose you don't really know any firemen. Oh, you do? Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow night. Goodbye, Clarence.
If that phone rings again, I'm going to cut the wires. I'm going crazy.
Now, listen, there's a door buzzer now.
Margie Minter, I don't care if that's the mayor or the president. Don't answer it.
Well, well, it's probably the boy from the food shop with the ice cream.
Oh, well, let him in. We can eat our dinner backwards.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Miss Spear, I'm from the Journal. Tell me, is it true that Sam Malone is in love with you? Well, just take it easy, Miss Spear.
Miss Spear, I'm going to take a picture now. Will you
take a picture? Everything will be all right. Believe me, take a picture. The
skies are bright again. Mert is free. And it looks as though Mr. Hayfield is really going to give her a chance to become a star. However, the shadow of trouble still hangs over Sanfield Malone. Will he be able to prove that he killed Ray Hunt in self-defense? Don't miss the next exciting chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.